Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Jana has a question about a movement within the church today. She says, what exactly is the emerging church? I am finding it hard to pinpoint.
Emerging and emergent are sometimes distinguished. Emergent seems to be a reaction among younger believers, by and large, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, a reaction to several things. And in my judgment, it's not a very healthy reaction, though I can understand why the reaction would be there. The reaction seems to be between the large plastic megachurch phenomenon where relationships are not of paramount, but rather bigness and success and slick marketing and super-duper high-powered worship services, and it all feels very, very plastic, very commercial, and not very real and poetic and gutsy and down-to-earth. And so there's a reaction against that. A reaction, on the other hand, to formalized doctrinal statements. And so the emergent church tends to find creative ways of coming together. So sit on sofas, turn the lights down, light some candles, paint on the walls, you know, strange and different things like that, just because it's fresh, it's new, it's different, it gives release to different people's expressions and so on. And if you try to push them on what they believe, they don't like to tell you what they believe. If you go to, what's it called, Emergent Village, or if you Google on the Emergent Church, you'll find the websites, and they don't like statements of faith, because statements of faith, they would say, alienate people. They push people apart instead of relationally nurturing people to come together. So that's the flavor. It's not defined. There's no list of this is it. It's just kind of a general reaction and movement.
And maybe Jamal's question that he sent in separately will help us to move on from there. He says, what is the single most volatile issue in the emergent church that makes it either dangerous or unwise to engage in?
Yeah, the single greatest concern for me is their attitude towards doctrine. Stylistic things are neither here nor there. They come and go, whether you meet in a home or meet in a church, sit in a circle, sit in rows, paint on the walls or don't paint on the walls. Those are peripheral issues. They're the wineskins, not the wine. The issue is the attitude towards truth, and I'm deeply concerned about that, and I think that will be the undoing of the emergent church as it has come to be, where truth itself is not believed to be an objective, propositional thing that has a yes and a no, an either or, black and white, good, bad, right, wrong, ugly, beautiful. It's all vague. And I've talked and tried to understand even the concept of truth among many emergent types, and you can't get your hand around it. I remember one was, here's a typical kind of response. Sometimes one person accused the emergent church of saying, their view of doctrine is like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. And his response to me, the one who was being criticized that way, said, why would you want to nail Jell-O to the wall? Which is clever, right? It's clever. But it shows that Jell-O is there. You just don't nail it to a wall. You eat Jell-O. You set Jell-O with, you know, cut it in cubes and put it so it looks nice. But you don't nail it to a wall. And so all this nailing to the wall of theses, 95 theses or doctrines that you should ascribe to is not, they're not at home with that kind of talk. And that, I think, they regard as a virtue, I regard as the undoing of their movement. But let me clarify one other thing. I said emergent and emerging aren't necessarily the same. Emerging would, I think, be used by some people, like, say, Mark Driscoll, for the proper reaction against some negative things in the church without throwing away the doctrine. So Mark is a very vigilantly biblical reform person when it comes to what we ought to believe. And he would want to stress that a big piece of that emerging church is not just its reaction to certain unreal things in middle-class Christianity, but very intentional mission orientation. The word missional is kind of the in word today, and so a church that is missional tends to be a church where everything is thought about how to make the impact on the people around the church who are not Christians. You design everything to think that way, and I think that's a good thing. And so be careful when you're talking emerging or emergent, which group you're talking about. The Mark Driscoll type emerging would put a very high premium on biblical faithfulness and truth and doctrine and propositions, and the emergent types would not put premium on that. In fact, would explicitly say on their websites they regard that kind of emphasis as harmful.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.